Thank you very much, Mr. Chair of the Timo Specialist. Thank you for the moderation so far. So just to complement on the presentation of the UNC FACT Vice Chair, Steve Capel, on the draft recommendation number 49, you will find in the package of documents that are submitted to the plenary the draft recommendation number 49, transparency at scale, tabled for discussion. It is document number 6, and it is a document for information. Accompanying that draft recommendation number 49, the Secretariat has prepared a briefing note on the draft recommendation that outlines the steps for taking on board input outcomes of the discussion at the plenary, a possible next round of consultation, and then eventually the tabling for adoption at the next plenary. That briefing note is provided in document EC Trade CC FACT 2024 4, and I would like to quickly drive you through the key elements of this briefing note, just to clarify what are the steps that have been followed so far in preparing that draft recommendation, and what are the steps that will be following in updating the recommendation and conducting the necessary consultations in view of the next plenary. So the briefing note outlines the steps for the drafting, the consultation, finalization, and adoption of the recommendation and its accompanying instruments in line with the open development process for UNC FACT deliverables, as outlined in document EC Trade CFACT 2016-17. Now, draft recommendation 49, transparency at scale, is tabled to this plenary for information and discussion. And as Vice Chair mentioned, input, comments, suggestions are welcome. Now, the recommendation itself is going to be accompanied by a suite of instruments that are going to be developed in parallel. Now, concerning the production process for the recommendation 49, the project for the development of the recommendation was launched back in May 2023, so a year ago, a year of work on this draft recommendation so far. All the links to project information, including relevant project documents, minutes of meetings of the project team, are available on the UNC FACT project Confluence page, and detailed documents, issue logs, and meeting minutes are all accessible from the UNC FACT project website, Transparency at Scale. Just to mention that the whole production of this draft has been closely following the ODP process and all the records on the minutes are available. The first version of the recommendation has been completed, and also the first round of public review. Heads of delegations have been informed of the launch of the first round of public review for a 60-day review period back on the 19 April. So that first round of public review has been launched between 19 April and 19 June 2024, following formal approval by the UNC FACT Bureau. There has been a decision of the UNC FACT Bureau to adopt the draft and then launch the first round of public consultations. Comments are all recorded in a public draft comment log that is available on the recommendation project page. Now, in addition to the comments that have been received in writing through the comments logs available on the document and project website, we are going to record comments, inputs, suggestions that will be provided by heads of delegations at this plenary today. Therefore, the drafting team of the recommendation will reflect them in a second draft that will go to the Bureau in the fall, following approval of the by the Bureau of this second draft. A second public review will be launched with the view, with the aim of finalizing the recommendation to be tabled for adoption, possibly at the plenary of 2025. We'll see that. Regarding the accompanying instruments that are mentioned in draft recommendation 49, these accompanying instruments are currently under development and will be tested through pilot projects throughout 2024 to ensure readiness for wide-scale adoption from 2025 onwards. The business standards for the protocol will be updated with lessons learned from the pilot projects conducted globally in three sectors: agri-food, critical raw materials, textiles, and clothing. The draft business standards for the UN Transparency Protocol for Digital Passports is scheduled to be submitted for approval by the UN CFAT Bureau early in 2025. That is the ambition. So we have a few months ahead of us of work also on the accompanying instruments, and they will also undergo a 60-day public review period. Following the successful completion of that public review period, the proposed final draft business standards will go through exit criteria initially specified in the project proposal for this deliverable, and they are expected to be tabled for adoption as well, first UN CFAC Bureau and subsequently submitted for information at the 31st UN CFAC plenary in 2025. So that's in a nutshell. I thought it was important to briefly walk you through the points that the Secretariat had prepared in this briefing note, just to clarify what are the steps that have been taken and will be taken fully in compliance with the open development process for UNEC, UNCFACT deliverables. Thank you, Timo Specialist Chair. Thank you.